Matthew text, the Gospel of Matthew. And from the Romans text. Romans, you'll find Paul writes these words, Romans the 13th chapter, verses 11 to 14. He writes to the church of Rome, he says, besides this, you know what time it is, how it is already the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk decently as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in illicit sex or licentiousness, not in quarreling or jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires. From the gospel lesson, we would hear Christ say, but about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as in the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day the Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. My brothers and sisters, for a few moments, I'd like to use the topic, the theme, the time. And I like this because as both Paul and Christ mentioned time in their conversation to the church at Rome and to the disciples, time is something that we have less of every day. You are given a certain amount of time every day to do what you feel is necessary, to do what God has called you to do, and we realize that we waste a lot of our time on nothingness. I love this because, see, as Paul writes to the church, he says, you know what time it is. Christ tells the disciples they do not know when he's coming. Paul tells us how we have already been awakened from our sleep and that salvation is nearer now than it was when we first became believers. And my brothers and sisters, I have to tell you, as I watch, as I read, as I listen to what is going on in the world today, I have to say I believe it. There is so much trouble in our society. There is so much trouble in the world that God is getting ready to do some things. Christ said he doesn't know when he's coming back. The angels don't know when he's to come back, but God knows. He gives us some examples of folks working in the fields or grinding at the mill. He said, two will be doing it, one will be called home, and the others will be left. I need you all to look around and see what's taking place. So much has happened today that we are closer to the end than we were in the beginning. Like I said, time is important. It's something that you can never get back. You're given 24 hours in a day. How you spend it is up to you. It has been marked out that we're to spend 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours on a job, and then they give you 8 hours for you. But we've gotten to a point where we'll work 8 hours on a job or more. We will spend 8 hours or more sleeping to make up for the amount of work that we've done, and there's very little time left for God. If you notice what is taking place today, more people are having parties and celebrating and giving in marriage and are marrying. They're doing all of these things that was done in the day of Noah. They're not reading the signs that are taking place in the skies. They're not reading the signs that are taking place in other nations. They're not reading the signs that God has given us in His Word. We have returned to the days of old. We're spending more time about ourselves, enjoying one another, enjoying the sins that we have gotten comfortable with. We wear them like skin. And we're fine with it. But my brothers and sisters, God is not pleased. So He's letting us know the time is coming. Paul tells the church in Rome that the night is far gone. The day is near. Let us throw off the work of darkness. And let's put on the armor of light. He tells us to walk decently as in the day. My brothers and sisters, y'all realize we act differently in the day than we do at night, don't we? See, if I was in a different church, we would speak of that song where they talk about certain groups coming out at night. Right? When it's dark, true people's feelings, true attitudes are shown because we feel like what is done in the dark will never reach the day, will never reach the light. But the Word reminds us that everything you do in the dark will come to light. It may not come to light in this time. You might get away with it for now, but the light of God, you will have to give it again. So the time is coming. It's time to do the things that you know you're supposed to do. It is time to begin to love one another more dearly. It is time to begin to love all as Christ, as God loves you unconditionally. It's time to put away all of the hatred, all the backstabbing, all of the things that we know that God is not happy with, that we find fits us comfortably. It's time to begin to do what God has called us to do with the amount of time that we have left to do it in. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is almost over, even though it's just starting. And you'll never have yesterday ever again. If you don't believe me, it's in the Word. He is reminding us that there are some things that we have to do. Put on the whole armor of God instead of the licentiousness, the drunkenness, the revelry, the illicit sex, the quarreling and jealousy that we carry with us. Stop making provisions for the flesh and begin to make provisions for the soul, for the spirit. Because you know this is going back to where it came from. The dust that you were created from. The soul, the spirit, has to give an account, and it will be reconciled when it's time to see our Father. So let's start a new season. From this Advent season moving forward, let's begin to do the things that we're called to do. Let us go and make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Let us put on the whole armor of God. Let us love unconditionally. And let us take care of one another as Christ, as God, takes care of you. My brothers and sisters, the word of God for the people of God. Amen.